Let's begin with our first presenter, Grant Smith, Senior Energy Policy Analyst with the Civil Society Institute.
Thank you for participating today, and good afternoon. In our webinar, How Big an Issue is Intermittency Integrating Renewables into a Reliable Low-Carbon Electric Grid? CSI has worked on energy issues since 2006. During that time, CSI has commissioned a series of reports to explore the costs and risks of business as usual compared to transitioning to a sustainable electric grid. Toward a sustainable future in the U.S. power sector, Beyond Business Usual 2011 explores the costs and savings and public benefits of phasing out coal-fired power by 2050. Today, we release a report prepared by Synapse on behalf of CSI to explore the reliability issues with respect to high penetrations of non-combustion variable renewables on the electric grid, as envisioned in the 2011 report titled Meeting Load with a Resource Mix Beyond Business as Usual. I will discuss the thinking leading to the solar wind integration report being released today, which will include a short synopsis of the 2011 report. Dr. Vitolo of Synapse will walk you through the solar wind integration report. A slide, please. There are six critical issues that the electric generation mix must address, and we converted these, as you see here, into sustainability criteria. What we're really talking about is mitigating the financial, public health, water, and climate risks of the resource mix that supports the grid. In terms of affordability, it's not only a reasonable cost, but the ability of technologies to come down in cost. We have to keep the lights on. We have to address the severe externality costs imposed by the current system in terms of human health, environmental quality, and the investor and public risks involved in climate change, while we also address water availability and quality issues. The water availability issue is an emerging critical issue for the country and some parts of the country now, and will be more important in the next 15 to 20 years for most of the rest of the country. Slide, please. In terms of our report, we were ramping down coal-fired power over 2050 to eliminate it by that time, reducing the nuclear fleet by about 25% while moderating the use of natural gas. And we did so. We're ramping up at that during that time energy efficiency investments, wind and solar PV investments, as well as demand response and storage technologies. We did it purely on a cost basis, no direct subsidies involved, no carbon price, using only off-the-shelf technology at the time, but we also assessed externality costs in the context of avoided premature deaths separately in the report. So what do we find? We found that off-the-shelf technology can take us a long way in realizing a sustainable grid. When you're phasing out coal, you're essentially eliminating sulfur dioxide and mercury emissions, reducing carbon dioxide emissions for the sector by 80%. While achieving savings purely on a cost basis of around $83 billion in net present value, according to the report. Not much, but that didn't include the externality costs. If you include the avoided premature deaths, that's a savings of over $400 billion, according to the parameters of this report. So it appears to be cheaper to phase out coal and a portion of the nuclear fleet and to sustain or expand these technologies. And while you're doing that, you have significant public health, environmental, and climate benefits for the public and investors. Here's an example of avoiding risks going forward with respect to water consumption. As you can see, moving away from thermal electric plants, which exact a huge demand on our water supplies in the country, will go a long way in mitigating our water availability issues going forward. So what do we do? Well, we looked at the two aspects that renewables have in terms of their two biggest criticisms. That is cost, and we found those to be reasonable in transitioning to a sustainable grid. And again, this is not a blueprint, it's a roadmap, and this evolves over time with technology advances and reduction in costs in those technologies. And the second big issue and criticism is reliability. So the second report addresses can reliability be maintained with high penetrations of non-combustion variable renewables on the grid? And with that, I'll hand it over to Dr. Vitolo, who will walk you through this report.